Good morning. It's Monday, June 8th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A tense television interview ended abruptly this weekend. U.S. President Donald Trump walked out of an interview with NBC's Meet the Press after host Kristen Welker repeatedly challenged his claims that both California's ongoing primary elections and the 2020 presidential election were rigged. During the discussion, Trump was asked to provide evidence for allegations of election fraud in California, where vote counting is still underway. When Welker responded that his claims were not evidence-based, Trump accused the media of dishonesty and ended the interview, saying he had had enough. NBC reported that the interview lasted about 50 minutes and was complicated by rain and technical issues. Despite the clash, both sides later agreed to another interview in the future, ensuring the debate over elections and media trust remains in the spotlight. Another news. Authorities in Ohio are searching for suspects after a shooting near a popular community festival left 12 people wounded. The violence erupted Saturday evening near the Old West End Festival in Toledo, an annual event known for live music, food, and family activities. Police say two individuals appear to have exchanged gunfire, striking victims ranging in age from 16 to 61. 10 people were reported in stable condition, while two remained in critical condition. Investigators are reviewing surveillance footage and interviewing witnesses as the manhunt continues. Toledo officials describe the incident as deeply troubling, with one police lieutenant calling it the worst shooting scene he had encountered. As summer festival season begins across the United States, the attack has renewed concerns about public safety at large community gatherings. Around the world, the fragile ceasefire between Israel and Iran is facing its biggest test yet. Israel's military says it launched strikes on military targets in western and central Iran after Iranian missiles were fired toward northern Israel on Sunday. Iran's Revolutionary Guard said the missile launches marked the beginning of a week of continued attacks, although Israeli authorities reported that most incoming missiles were intercepted. The exchange followed Israeli strikes on Hezbollah, linked targets in southern Beirut earlier in the day. U.S. President Donald Trump reportedly urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to avoid a major retaliation, while also signaling that Iran should halt further attacks. The latest violence highlights how quickly tensions can reignite despite diplomatic efforts, raising new uncertainty about prospects for a broader regional settlement. Another news. A closely watched diplomatic visit is underway in East Asia. Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived in North Korea for his first official visit to the country since 2019, meeting leader Kim Jong-un amid shifting regional alliances. The trip comes shortly after Xi held separate meetings with U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin, increasing interest in what may emerge from the summit. Analysts say discussions could include North Korea's nuclear program, relations with Washington, and security concerns on the Korean Peninsula. China remains North Korea's most important economic and political partner, but Pyongyang has recently strengthened ties with Moscow. Observers believe Beijing is seeking to reinforce its influence over its isolated neighbor at a time of growing geopolitical competition in the region. Another news. Concerns over nuclear safety resurfaced after a reported Russian strike near the Chernobyl exclusion zone. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said a Russian drone attack damaged a facility used for handling spent nuclear fuel near the site of the world's worst nuclear disaster. According to Ukraine and the International Atomic Energy Agency, the strike damaged a fuel reception building close to stored nuclear material, though no radioactive leak was detected. A fire caused by the attack was extinguished, and no injuries were reported. Russia has not publicly commented on the allegations. The IAEA says inspectors will visit the site to assess the damage, while radiation levels remain normal. The incident has renewed international concern about the risks military operations pose to sensitive nuclear infrastructure during the ongoing war. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.